This is Hannah Lazar.
Tiffany the Less.
And we're here with PiratePods.com in the van at Cane's in San Diego for Rock for Africa with Soft Lights. Hello, Ron. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? It had to stop.
Thank you for meeting with us after a wonderful show. How did you get involved with Rock for Africa?
I think they just emailed us on MySpace or whatever and asked if we wanted to do it, and always down to do something for a good cause.
And who's the main songwriter in the group?
Well, I write all the songs, write all the lyrics, and then we usually go into a room and I bring the songs, and then everyone just kind of adds whatever their gift may be.
Well, let's talk about your song, The Microwave. That's one of my favorites. So how did that come to be? Is that really about a microwave, or is that speaking about something else? Tell us about that.
No, I guess it's metaphorically, it's actually kind of about a relationship I had with a girl. And a lot of times when I write songs, I don't necessarily... Sometimes there's a point, sometimes there's not. In that particular instance, the bulk of the song is about something, but then the chorus, to be quite honest, it just kind of came out, and I thought, oh, I've never heard anyone say anything like that. I am just a microwave, I am just a microwave, I am just a microwave. I am just a microwave, I am just a microwave, I am just a microwave. It'd be huge, but it didn't quite work out that way. But I still think it's a good song.
So. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and I have a follow-up because there's two pirates that are part of our group, Paloma and Davey, and they have a kind of a standard question that they ask their musicians about a microwave. Like, if you were to put three things into a microwave to turn into, and then when you came out to turn into Soft Lights, what would those three things be?
What ingredients would it take? Yeah. Love, heart, and maybe a little God or something.
Mm. And maybe unicorn magic. Yeah, I see that a lot on your MySpace.
A little unicorn magic has never hurt anybody.
Well, the Heart Made of Sound song is clearly a fan favorite. Why do you think that is?
Probably because it had a video that was all over the place. And that's probably why, to be quite honest.
Who was the director of that video?
This guy, Chris Moyes. It's been on the cover of YouTube two times.
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of rare for a video. And it's been viewed kind of a lot. Both of the times it was on the cover, those two postings got deleted. But even still, it probably has a couple hundred thousand or something. It's a lot of people have seen it. And that's why people know that one. And they could want you. And they could want you, but they don't believe to want you. And they could want you, but they don't believe to want you. And they could want you, but they don't believe.
So other than just seeing it, do you think that it connects with some people more? Maybe it's a more universal song.
I think the video is really good. The video is he did a really amazing job. I've actually after he made that video, I saw certain elements that he did in that video creep up. Like, he got this huge deal with the Coppolas, all these really big things really big stuff after that video.
Wow.
Yeah. So I saw a McDonald's commercial that had it was totally a ripoff. Not of musically, but visually. His video kind of outdoes the song, to be quite honest. He did a good job.
How'd you hook up with him?
Actually, he wrote me and said, I'm the best director around, and I can do a video for you. And I just thought he was really cool. And he's brothers with one of the guys on our label, this band called The Presets, and they're just really creative, and I just thought he was cool, and he had the best idea. I liked his idea. So.
Great. All your videos are unusual. Yeah. So does he do all of them? Or?
He's done two of them.
Did he do the robots?
No, I did that myself.
Oh, I really like that one.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I did that one myself. It wasn't that hard. I just drew and sped it up.
I have a question about your song Girl Kills Bear.
Oh yeah.
I was in the song, you mentioned that you're wanting to hear gentle words, and I was just wondering what would those gentle words you wanted to hear.
Actually, just anything peaceful, because that song is about a very unpeaceful relationship with my wife. Mm. Actually, so just anything nice, anything just calm and loving would have been what I would want, I guess.
Say the gentle words and I will change what's on my mind.
I wrote it right after we got married, and so it was kind of rough at first when we first got married and stuff.
As most marriages are when they first get married.
That's what they say.
And it's unusual because they say there's that honeymoon period where everything's supposed to be wonderful, but really you're working
like for
out.
A month.
Yeah.
we're still waiting for ours, so maybe someday it'll come, the honeymoon period.
Someday. How did the four of you guys meet, the Soft Light?
Well, I started another band a long time ago called Incredible Moses Leroy, and through that band... I was signed to a label, and at the label there was a guy working there that offered to play bass. It was kind of a joke, and then the bass player left, and so we needed one, and so he immediately filled in, and so his name's Christian, and we've been playing together for kind of a long time. And then Christian brought Tim, who plays drums. I don't really know how they actually met, but he brought Tim in. And then Jeff, the keyboardist, was in another band that had the same manager as us, and we kind of stole him from that band, basically.
And there was a point tonight when you left the stage and Jeff kind of took over. Is that normal?
Oh, you mean when Jeff played guitar?
No, he was like singing.
No, Jeff didn't.
No?
Oh, where I played guitar and he does the vocoder.
Yeah.
What's up with that? That song needs a robot voice and his keyboard can do it.
Okay.
So... When we recorded it, I did it. It's me, but it live. It's him, so it's just easier. Like he's not as good of a guitar player, so I play the guitar. Actually, we didn't do that song tonight though.
You like left the stage for a bit.
I did.
Yeah.
Where'd I go?
I don't know, but you weren't there for a bit, and he kind of took over.
Well, I played keyboards while he played acoustic, and so I was kind of in the corner.
Oh, okay.
You might not have seen.
You were there.
Yeah.
You were on stage.
Yeah.
What song was that?
That's 1983.
Okay.
Yeah, we switch, and he plays acoustic guitar, and then I go play the keyboards, but I'm still singing. And then I walk back. So it probably did look like I walked off.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you give him the spotlight for a little while, which is so nice in a band because a lot of times some people...
It's not intentional. In fact, our manager really doesn't like that. He doesn't like me doing that, but it's just I like to play keyboards on that song, so it's okay. You know?
Yeah. Well, what's in store for the Soft Lights in the next 6 months?
We're just going to start recording a new... Well, actually, we're going to record some demos first and hope to get kept on by our record label.
What's your record label?
Modular. Oh. You ever heard of them?
No.
They're good. You ever heard of Wolf Mother?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're on Modular.
Oh.
You ever heard of Cut Copy? Yeah, they're a good label. They're really good. They're, like, really cool, super cool.
They're solid.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Wolf Mother's, like, the big one. And,
yeah, everyone does them.
Yeah. Yeah, we toured with them. That was interesting.
What? Tell us.
It was just 'cause
party time?
No, because they're very hard. They're like kind of a harder band, and we're not. And to be honest, their fans kind of hated us.
It's completely opposite.
Yeah, you're soft. Hard.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So they tried it maybe, and then...
Yeah, we did like it. They were great guys. They totally like, they didn't care. Like, they're just like, we like you, so that's all that matters. But some of their fan base definitely didn't.
And it's hard getting on stage anyway, and then getting on stage when the audience is like, it's hard.
But, you know, it was
still... guys are awesome.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. I really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you guys tour?
All over America with them. Like, we started in, like, Kansas and went all through the Midwest, and it was pretty fun.
That must have been a great experience.
We're in an RV, they're in a bus. So we would follow them.
They had the air conditioning.
Yes. They had everything. They had everything we didn't have.
Yes.
Yeah. They had all the mat stuff, too.
Because
I'm sure.
They could, like, you know, sleep and stuff, and, like, someone would drive. We'd have to, like, rotate driving to keep... I mean, the first drive was seriously, like, 32 hours straight just to catch up with them. It was pretty rough.
Whoa.
We rotated. All of us drove. All five of us. Because we had our friend that does sound and road manage. And so he would drive. But they were so sweet. Like, they'd give... Because, I mean, they have a bus. And then they'd have, like, these really fancy hotel rooms. But they wouldn't use them. They'd just use them to shower. So then they'd give them to us. And we'd go sleep. We'd go sleep in them.
Those are good eggs.
Yeah. And what about eating on the road? Where, like, would you all just stop at a Denny's, Wolfmother, and Soft Lights?
No, like, Wolfmother, were they catered?
Okay.
Usually, like, you know, like how they have a thing here with, it'd be like that, but it'd be like with your rider, and so we didn't really always get what we wanted, but they always did, and generally they'd share their food with us.
That's nice.
They're really nice. They're really, really nice.
Thank you for interviewing with us. And at the end of our interviews, we always ask people to give us a pirate impression.
Arr.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Ron.